Hachette Audio presents Own the Wind, written by Kristen Ashley, read by Angela Starling. Prologue. You don't know me. His cell rang, and Parker, shy, Cage, opened his eyes. He was on his back, in his bed, in his room at the Chaos Motorcycle Club's compound. The lights were still on, and he was buried under a small pile of women. One was tucked up against his side, her leg thrown over his thighs, her arm over his ribs. The other was upside down, tucked to his other side, her knee in his stomach, her arm over his calves. Both were naked. Shit, he muttered, as he lifted and twisted himself out from under his fence of limbs. He reached out to his phone. He checked the display and touched his thumb to the screen to take the call. Yo, brother, he muttered to Hop, one of his brethren in the Chaos MC. Where are you? Hop asked. Compound, Shy answered. You busy? Shy lifted up to an elbow and looked at the two women passed out in his bed. Not anymore, he replied. Knowing Shy and his reputation, there was humor in Hop's tone when he stated, Tabby, call out. At this news, fire hit his gut, as it always did when he got that particular call out. He didn't know why. It made no sense. He barely knew the girl, but always when he heard it, it pissed him way the hell off. You are shitting me, Shy bit out. No, brother. Got a call from Tug, who got a call from Spec. She's out on the prowl, as usual. She's closer to you than me, so if you can disentangle yourself from the pussy you got passed out in your room, it'd be good you go get her. There it was. Hop knew Shy and his reputation. I'm on my bike. Text me the address, Shy mumbled, shifting from under the bodies to put his feet on the floor at the side of the bed. Right. Under radar, yeah? Hop returned, telling him something he knew, and Shy clenched his teeth. 3 years they'd been doing this shit with Tabby. 3 fucking years. It was lasting so damned long, he knew, unless she got a serious fucking wake-up call, that girl would-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?